The Jewish night was broken up into four quarters called night watches. St. Mark records these night watches in chapter 13 of his gospel, verse 35. The first watch is from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. The second watch is from 9 p.m. until midnight. The third watch is from midnight until 3 a.m. And the fourth watch is from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And it's this fourth watch of the night that I want to talk about tonight. Or rather, that Holy Mother Church asks us to reflect upon on this most holy night. The fourth watch of the night was very important in tonight's third reading from the Old Testament book of Exodus. Did you catch it? Our translation said, "In the night watch, just before dawn, the Lord cast through the column of the fiery cloud upon the Egyptians a glance that threw it into panic." But the Bible says, during the fourth watch of the night, the Lord cast a look through the pillar of fire that threw them into a panic. He so clogged their chariot wheels that they could hardly drive. With that, the Egyptians sounded the retreat before Israel because the Lord was fighting for them against the Egyptians. And then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the water may flow back on the Egyptians and upon their chariots and charioteers." As the water flowed back, it covered the chariots and the charioteers of the Pharaoh's whole army. Not a single one of them escaped. And all of that happened during the fourth watch of the night, from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. That's the time that God destroys the Egyptian army and the Israelites are finally set free. So do you think it's by accident that St. John records this little detail? On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says Mary Magdalene came to the tomb during the fourth watch of the night. Mary Magdalene is coming to the tomb at the exact time that the Egyptians got that look from the Lord God of hosts and were destroyed in the waters of the Red Sea. It was not by accident that during the fourth watch of the night, Jesus destroys our greatest enemy, death, by rising from the dead. Jesus rises from the dead during the fourth watch of the night. Jesus rises from the dead during the exact opposite time of his death. His death was at the hour of mercy at 3 p.m. He rises from the dead and destroys death during the darkest part of the night, from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And I can't help but remind you of a little detail in the Gospels that now takes on greater significance. You remember that after Jesus takes 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and feeds 5,000, he made the disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side of the lake. And then the Bible says Jesus goes up the mountain to pray by himself all through the night. And he keeps vigil. Meanwhile, the disciples are out on the Sea of Galilee in the boat, and they're being tossed about by the waves. And then they see Jesus coming toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw Jesus walking on the sea, they were terrified. They said, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out in fear, and immediately Jesus spoke to them. He says, "It's I. Don't be afraid." And St. Matthew records for us, because he was in the boat, what time Jesus came walking toward them. And you guessed it. The Bible says it was during the fourth watch of the night. This is the reaction of the apostles to our Lord's resurrection. The Bible says they were terrified and they thought they were seeing a ghost, and Jesus reassures them, "Look at my hands and my feet. Touch me. It is I. Do not be afraid." It is not by accident that our Lord comes walking towards St. Mary Magdalene during the fourth watch of the night, and he says, "It is I. Don't be afraid." During this solemn Easter vigil, meant ideally to take place during the fourth watch of the night, we get a divine glance from this pillar of fire we call the Easter candle that will destroy our age-old enemies of sin, Satan, and death. During the absolute darkest nights of our lives, when all seems lost, when we're being tossed about because of our attacks from the world, the flesh, and the devil, Jesus, the light of the world, comes walking toward us during our darkest times, during the fourth watch of the night. Jesus comes walking toward us alive, in all of his radiant splendor, in all of his resurrected glory. The radiance of his light reminds us that the night is over and the day is beginning. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Alleluia.